Sanjay needs to set up the AW Computing Salesforce console for service. First, he creates an app for the Salesforce console for service. He opens the setup menu, expands the create menu, and clicks apps. Since he cannot customize the label or logo for the sample console, he clicks new. He selects console as the type of app and clicks next. In the app label field, he enters Salesforce console for service. He enters a description and clicks Next. For now, he does not specify a logo, so he clicks Next. From the available tab items list, he holds Control, selects Accounts and Contacts, and clicks Add. Cases is already selected by default. Then he clicks Next. Now he selects as a subtab of account name, Account, for both Case and Contact. Account will be the primary tab. Then he clicks Next. For the support user and system administrator profiles, he selects the visible checkbox and clicks Save. Next, Sanjay needs to customize the highlights panel for the accounts object. He expands the customize menu and expands accounts. Then he clicks Page Layouts. He clicks Edit next to account layout. He hovers over the Customize the highlights panel for this page layout area and clicks Highlights Panel Properties, wrench icon. He clicks the first box and, from the top field pick list, he selects Support Level. He clicks the second box and, from the top field pick list, he selects Account Owner. He clicks the third box and, from the pick list, selects Annual Revenue. He clicks the fourth box and selects Billing Address. Now, Sanjay needs to add report charts to console sidebars so that the support users will be able to see the relevant charts right next to the records in the Salesforce console for service. He clicks Report Charts and drag and drops it in the Additional Information section. To display the report chart component to the sidebar, he clicks Custom Console Components. Next, he selects Dash as Style, Report Chart as Type, and Total Open Cases by Agent as Component from the right sidebar section. Then he saves the changes made. Now, Sanjay needs to create an interaction log layout and add the due date field. He expands the Create menu and clicks Interaction Log Layouts. He clicks Edit to modify the existing default layout. He renames the log. From the available list, he selects Due Date and clicks Add. Then he clicks Save. Now, Sanjay needs to assign user Robin Kramer to the Service Cloud User feature license. He expands the Manage Users menu and clicks Users. In the Action column, he clicks Edit next to Kramer, Robin. On Robin's user record, he selects the Service Cloud User checkbox to assign the feature license and clicks Save. He would repeat this step for all support users who need access to the Salesforce console for service. To make this the default app for all support users, Sanjay modifies the support user profile's assigned apps. He clicks Edit to make the Salesforce console for service app the default instead of the call center app. To test the new app, Sanjay wants to use the Salesforce console for service as an end user. He logs in as Robin Kramer by clicking Login next to her name in the Action column. In the Force.com application pick list, he sees Salesforce console for service as her default app. From the Navigation tab, he selects Contacts. From the Full Name column, he clicks Brian Gray's name to view his contact information in the Salesforce console for service. He ensures that the report chart has been added to the console sidebars. Next, he hovers over the cases-related list link and clicks New Case. From the record type of New Record pick list, he selects Product Support. He clicks Continue, enters the case details, and clicks Save. From the subject pick list in the interaction log, he selects Call, enters a note about the call into the log, and clicks Save Log to save the information. Finally, he hovers over the activity history related list to view the new activity. Sanjay has successfully set up and tested the Salesforce console for service for AW Computing. Next, it's your turn to consider what Sanjay has learned about the Salesforce console for service.